Blog Talk Radio.
God is ever willing to have, ever willing to be there for you. Oh yes, he loves you so much. He cares about you. He's our Father. Don't you see the Lord's Prayer? Say, our Father, who is at the heaven. He knows our need. That you repeated your problem over and over and over and over and over again when talking to him. Well, no problem. You can keep on repeating your problem before him every day. Keep on, you can do that. There's no problem with that. Go ahead and praise him and begin to worship him until your Jerusalem becomes a praise. Amen. Until he answers you, just keep on glorifying him. Because Jesus said, avoid vain repetition. Jesus said, avoid vain repetition like the hypocrites and the Sadducees and Pharisees. They repeat the prayer over and over and over and over. It's not like the 450 false prophets of they were on Mount Carmel with Prophet Elijah. And they called their God from morning to evening. Their God did not answer. 450 false prophets of day. Their God did not answer them. And even though they kept on calling him. Yeah, God did not answer. But the God that answered, when Prophet Elijah took over and he began to pray, Prophet Elijah's prayer was not up to 5 minutes. That prayer was answered. Yeah, that is the God we are serving. The God that answered by fire. That is our God. We are not serving dead God. God that you pray to and they are not answering you. That is not our God. That God answered by fire. Let it be my God. God answered by fire. Let it be my God. God answered by fire. Let it be my God. God answered by fire. Let it be my God. Let it be my God. God answered by fire. Let it be my God, shall I answer it by fire? Let it be my God, shall I answer it by fire? Let it be my God, 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 my God, let it be my God, let it be my God, God answer it by fire. Let it be my God, 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 God,
God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, is indeed my God, the God that answered by fire. Is indeed my God, the God that answered by fire.
Is indeed my God. Let it be my God.
Let it be my God that answered by fire. Let it be my God. God that answered by fire. Is indeed my God. God that answered by fire is indeed my God.
Amen.
Amen.
The God that answered by fire is our God. The God that we call upon in the days of trouble is our God. Psalm 50 verse 15. He said, call upon him in the days of trouble. And he will deliver thee, and he shall glorify him. Call upon God. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon him He will answer you call upon Jesus. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. See, that is the God we are serving. We are not going to serve dead God like the 454 prophets of David. They were serving moved God, serving dead Father, serving wood, serving creation, serving the moon and the sun. But thank God for Prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah knew the living God, the true God, the holy God, God that created heaven and earth. The God has sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for us to be saved. That is the true God. How dare you serve other gods? No other God but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. That is Psalm 23. There's so much in there. You know, it's a psalm of David. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, Holy Spirit. Open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of thy law in Jesus' name. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. That is, the Lord is your pastor, your leader. He's the one who is leading you and directing you. He's the one who is in control. He's your great provider. He's your father. He's your mother. He's your brother. He's your sister. He's your friend. He's your everything. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Which means the Lord is also my provider. If the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, it means he's also my great provider. Like we shared, was it yesterday or early this morning? I forgot the subject. But he's our great provider. The Lord is our shepherd. He's our leader. He is our apostle. He is our pastor. He's our chief shepherd. And because of that, we don't want. We are not in lack. We are not in need. Because he's a great provider. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture, and he leadeth me beside the sea waters. He is the one leading us. He is the one leading you and guiding you and directing you in life. You don't need people to turn you around, put you around, because sometimes people mislead you and misguide you and misdirect you. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. That's the book of Proverbs chapter 1. King Solomon, the wisest man I ever lived in the day. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And then the scripture says, evil communication corrupts good man. Evil communication. Show me your friend, and I will show you who you are. Let me be your friend, and I can tell you the type of person you are. You are like your friend. Birds of the same feather flock together. Evil communication corrupt good man. Look at this, Psalm 23. He leadeth me beside the sea water. He's the one that leads me in the way of righteousness and holiness. He's the one that leads me and guides me and directs me and advises me. That's the person you need. That is the person you need in your life. The one that can show you the way. The Lord is the lamp and light. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is to follow. Look at verse 3. He restored my soul. He restored my soul. Many times things happen, and you are dissolved on the inside. God is our comforter. The Lord Jesus Christ is our counselor. He restores our soul. Many times we have gone astray. He restores our soul. Yes. That's the good shepherd. That's the shepherd you need in your life. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. The Lord Jesus cannot lead you in the way of sin and evil. It is the devil that misleads and misguides people. The other day, a young boy took guns and went to Virginia Tech. He was a student of Virginia Tech. And he shot so many students to death. When they started questioning him, the boy confessed. He said he had been hearing voices telling him to go and kill, go and destroy. He was hearing voices. See, what type of voices are you hearing? The devil also speaks to people, just like Jesus speaks to, just like the Holy Spirit will speak to people, God speaks to people. The devil is also speaking, the demons, they are speaking, this young boy. The devils were speaking into his ear, go and carry a gun and shoot people. The demons were speaking into his ear, go and carry a gun and shoot people to death. Went to Virginia Tech and shot a lot of people to death there. See? The devil mislead people. The devil misguide people. The devil misdirect people. The devil takes you to hellfire by showing you the wrong way, the way that seemed right unto you. For the end is destruction. Jesus is the way. The truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. See? Psalm 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As a child of God, we don't need to have the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. And if Jesus is your shepherd, your chief shepherd, he watches over you day and night. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. It's all that starts. He comforts us. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He prepares a table before us. The enemies are there, but he's doing what he's doing. I like God, though. No devil can stop God. God wants to bless you. The devil, Satan can be 1 million Satan. They cannot stop God. God is just going to do what he's going to do. See? He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In the presence of your enemies. God is blessing you and providing for you and your needs. God, look at the Isaac sold in the land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. Envied him. God blesses his people even in the midst of their enemies. Our enemies have no power over us. They are not our shepherd. We are connected with Jesus. We are connected with the Lord, our shepherd. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. The enemies are there. But God is doing what he's doing. You can't stop him. Nobody can stop him. Hallelujah. See? He anointed our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. God is the glory and the lifter of our head. He anoints us I like this aspect of it. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. There are many parts of the scripture where you say God is the one anointing you. See, accent that is. See, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Now, we have another scripture here. Say, God anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. God is the one that anoints us. I'm tired of human anointing. People coming to lay hands on people, they anoint them. All other things are not bad, they are good. But let God anoint you with his discipline. Have God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and start doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease. And now in Psalm 23, verse 5, it says, Thou God anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. God himself anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. I'm tired of people coming to anoint people, put down their head. Who are you anointing? It's God that anoints us. God anoints people. What are you anointing? Who asked you to anoint people? See how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And then it is, Thou God anointed me with oil, and my cup runneth over. He didn't say, Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, to anoint you. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. I want you to pray that prayer. God, I want your anointing on my life. I don't want the anointing of Mr. A, Mr. B, Mr. C, Mr. C. That's not the anointing. I want you, God, to anoint my life to do what you want me to do on earth. Yes. I'm tired of people anointing me. I don't want people to anoint me. I want you, God, to anoint my life. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Went about doing good and healing all manner of things. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38. And now, we now have another situation here. He said, Thou God anointed my head with oil. God himself anoint my head with oil. That's what I need. That's what I need. You know, why did Jesus come? He came to reconcile us back to him. The mediator. Reconciliation. Propitiation. He is our advocate and solicitor. I told you what Jesus did on the cross. Many people have no clear understanding of what Jesus did on the cross. It's so much. People just have, you know, just a little taste of it. You know, people haven't really grasped the totality of what Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha Hill. We don't have it yet. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy path has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man. Thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man. Thy heart has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man. Thy heart has never been told. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, your heart has never been told. In fact, the book, the author, the gospel according to St. John, at the end of it, he said, if all that Jesus did, at the end of the book of St. John, St. John's gospel, at the end of it, John the Apostle, he said, if all that Jesus did were to be written in books, the whole world will be filled with books. Let me read it for you, please. St. John's Gospel, chapter 21. St. John's Gospel, chapter 21. Verse 25 says, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the whole world will not contain the books that will be written. For that Jesus did had to be put in books, the whole world cannot contain those books. Because it will be heaps of books and there will be no space for them. So on that cross, the Mel Gibson, when he acted that theme, the cross, the suffering on the cross, acted by Mel Gibson, very interesting. He chose some details. If that's not even all, many times, people don't talk deeply into what Jesus accomplished for us on Calvary's cross. All they know is that Jesus died on the cross and then he resurrected on the third day. That's all they know. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is the truth of the word of God that you know, that liberates you. It is the truth of the word of God that sets you free. My people perish for lack of knowledge. There are two things for which people perish. People perish for lack of knowledge. There are people perish for lack of vision. You see, my people have no vision, so they perish. One, then two. Then the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, the knowledge of the truth of the word of God. Knowledge sets free. Knowledge liberates. The ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. People don't know him. That I may know him, Apostle Paul cried out. That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. Apostle Paul, he meant what he was talking about. He knew what he was talking about. When Apostle Paul, in Philippians chapter 1, Apostle Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, which means he having known Jesus, he having known him, the greatest thing in all my life is knowing him. Greatest thing in all my life is knowing Christ. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. Greatest thing in all your life is loving him. The greatest thing in all your life is knowing him. You got to know him more. You got to love him more. Greatest thing in all your life.
All my life.
It's
love.
Let's finish it. In our faith, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy. God has two angels for every believer. And then the scripture says, the angels of the Lord encamped around his people. The angel of the Lord encamped around you, the believer. And in Psalm 91, say, he shall give his angels charge over you, and you will not dash your foot against his toe. That's Psalm 91. He shall give his angels charge over you. You will not dash your foot against his toe. So here in Psalm 23, it says, surely goodness and mercy. If we say those things, we don't even go find out what these things mean. God has two angels for every believer. Goodness and mercy. These two angels follow you around. That's why in Psalm 34, say the angel of the Lord encamped around people of God. For every believer, God has assigned two angels to watch over you and to go with you. So I say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes. Many times, people just say those things and they don't know what they are talking about. God will help us. So we want to pray tonight, because Mama is going to share with us some message God has given to her. Also, we want to pray. Our prayer is, Lord, be my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If the Lord is not your shepherd, me, I don't know about you. If the Lord is not your shepherd, hey, there's problem.
One is already dead.
There's problem. Psalm 23, in Psalm of David, say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because the Lord is my shepherd, that's the reason I'm not in need, I'm not in lack, I'm not in want, I'm not in problems. The Lord,
I've not been poor.
Yes. So we are going to pray. Lord,
I've not suffered.
Yes, throughout this life, You are our shepherd. We don't have another shepherd. Jesus, you are our shepherd. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus?
You are our shepherd, O Lord God, my shepherd, and the shepherd of my children, our grandchildren, O Lord God, the shepherd of the husband, the wife of my children. We shall not lack any good thing in Jesus' name. You are our shepherd, the shepherd of the mother of my grandchildren. We will not suffer. Because you are our shepherd, we will not lack, we will not suffer in life in Jesus' name. Mighty God, we thank you for being our shepherd. You are the shepherd of the sheep. Oh Lord God, no one shall snatch us or kidnap us from the hand of the shepherd. We will not perish in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, we will not follow any stranger but the voice of the shepherd. In the name of Jesus, we open the gate for the shepherd to come in into our house in the name of Jesus. We are shepherd. We will not lack any good thing in Jesus' name. We will not suffer, O Lord God of heaven. We are shepherd. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John, my shepherd and the shepherd of my children and their family. O Lord God, we will not lack any good thing in life in Jesus' name. We will not suffer in life. No one shall kidnap us or snatch us from the hand of the shepherd. We will not perish. We only listen to the voice of the shepherd. We will never listen to the voice of the stranger. In the name of Jesus, no Lord God, the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you, shepherd, you have come to give us abundant life. Abundant life for us in the name of Jesus. We will not lack, we will not suffer. Because we have a shepherd, oh Lord God, according to John chapter 10, and you said you are our shepherd, no one shall snatch us or kidnap us from the hand of the shepherd. You are our shepherd, you will not allow a wolf to come into our midst to scatter us. Oh Lord God, you are our shepherd in this house, you are the shepherd of my children and grandchildren, and that is the husband and the wife of my children. Oh Lord God, you say you are watching over us because you are our shepherd. In the name of your far and near, you are with us. You are our shepherd in manner. You know your sheep and your sheep knows you. And we, your sheep, we believe in you. And no one shall kidnap us or snatch us from the hand of the shepherd. We will not perish. And your shepherd will not lack any good thing in life. We will not suffer. The thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The you shepherd have come to give us abundant life. We receive abundant life from life from our shepherd in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Shepherd, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Our life is secured in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Our shepherd, blood of Jesus, security. Name of Jesus, security. You are our shepherd. We will not lack. We will not suffer. We will not hunger. In the name of Jesus. Oh, rainbow, sky, rainbow, rainbow, sky, rainbow. Oh, the Seda, oh, the Saudi. Tahara, Mosca, Drama, rainbow, sky, rainbow. Oh, rainbow, sky, rainbow, rainbow, sky, rainbow. Oh, the Seda. Oh, the Seda, a shepherd, the Son. But that cares, you know, we have a shepherd, you care for us, you watch over us all day, all night. Oh Lord God, we thank you. You watch for us all day, all night. You protect our going out and our coming in on a daily basis. You preserve us from all evil. Your height is over us. As our shepherd, we give you glory, we give you honor, we magnify and exalt your name in Jesus' name. For you are the shepherd caring for us, that we will not lack, and we will not suffer in life, we will not go hungry. Oh Lord God, we thank you. We give you glory for being our shepherd in the name of John, for hearing only your voice, only not the voice of the stranger. We are our shepherd in Jesus' name. You will not allow us to be snatched from you or kidnapped, or we will not perish before because we have a shepherd. You've laid your life down for us. because you are our shepherd.
Thank you.
We thank you for loving us, for laying down your life for us. Take adoration, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being our shepherd.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord, because you are our shepherd. Throughout our life on earth, you are our shepherd. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. So, Honorable Lady Evangelist, like Alawa, is going to share with us what God has laid in our hearts. You have a whole 25 minutes to do that. Yes, sir. Welcome. Over to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, God Almighty, for making it possible for me today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, God, in the name of the Father, instruct and direct and teach me what I have to teach in Jesus' name. Today's topic is the restoration. The restoration. We are on a journey to Easter. Easter is this March ending. We are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, amen. God told Moses, tell the people not to be afraid, but to march forward. We are marching forward to Easter without any fear. So the Easter is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that leads to our salvation and for our heart to be a child of God. The resurrection. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out and purchased various spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Early on Sunday morning, at sunrise they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, has already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, don't be afraid. From Genesis to Revelation, there is one word, do not be afraid. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you before he died. The woman fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, and they said nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. And then they briefly reported all this to Peter and his companions. Afterward, Jesus himself sent them out from east to west with the sacred and unfailing message of salvation. This period is the period of message of salvation that gives eternal life. This month we are in is the month of salvation that gives eternal life. After Jesus rose from the dead, early on Sunday morning, the first person who saw him was Mary Magdalene, the woman from whom he had cast out 7 demons. We must be grateful. She went to the disciples who were grieving and weeping and told them what had happened. But when she told them that Jesus was alive and she had seen him, they didn't believe her. Alive, alive, my Savior is alive. Alive forevermore, that single death is gone. Annihilates, we have eternal life. Jesus is alive. Afterward, he appeared to a different form to two of his followers who were walking from Jerusalem into a country. They rushed back to tell the others, but no one believed them. Still later, he appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating together. He rebuked them for their stubborn unbelief because they refused to believe those who had seen him after he had been raised from the dead. Only believe all things are possible when we believe. And then he told them, go into all the world, bring the good news to everyone. That's the great commission that God gives every one of us. Even from Jesus Christ too, that was anointed, is going to ask about doing good and preaching. Jesus, when Jesus is preaching, we too, we must preach. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. And anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new tongues, in new languages. When we speak in tongues, we speak in new language, we are stirring up the power of God inside us. It's only good for us to speak in tongues every day. Every day, if not more than a minimum of 30 minutes every day or 1 hour, speaking in tongues, stirring the Holy Spirit power inside us. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. Anyone that is a preacher evangelizing, when the person is sick, the person should just place the hand on himself or herself and she will recover, because that's already what he's doing for others. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. We all know that Jesus Christ is at the right hand of God interceding for us. Jesus Christ is an intercessor. We too must be an intercessor to intercede for the body of Christ. And the disciples went everywhere and preached. And the Lord walked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. May God bless his word in Jesus' name. We are going to pray. We are going to tell God, it's the great commission. Use me for your glory. O Lord God of heaven, you told us to preach about the good news of Jesus Christ that rose and died. Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us do as you commanded us to preach the gospel to all nations. God, empower me. Let me be obedient and preach the gospel to all nations. Let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, send me. Jesus, send me the mighty of God. Let me be obedient, O Lord God, to preach the gospel to all nations. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, the great commission. Let us be able to pray to others the good news about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. O Lord God, let us serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Unbelief.
Amen. All the disciples, they did not believe that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. They are going to pray, God Almighty, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief, O Lord God of heaven. Empower me to always believe. Strengthen my faith. Let me always believe. Help my unbelief, God. Let us pray.
In
Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of John, help all our unbelief in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Only let me believe. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of God, this is the resurrection is about salvation, message of salvation. We are going to pray. We are, he said, as we are in a household, we must be saved. Paul and Silas, at midnight, they were praising God and praying. Then there was earthquake, and the door of the prison were open. But the prison guard was afraid that the prisoners had escaped. But none of the prisoners escaped. Then they preached the gospel to the prisoner's guide, and him and his household, they give their life unto Christ. We are going to pray. Me and my household, save us. Salvation from generation to generation in my family. Let us pray. Generational salvation. My household, me and my household must be saved. My generation and the generation of our children should be saved. Let us pray.
Father God.
Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God, me and my, O Lord God, save me and my family, save my children and their family, salvation of my children, salvation of my entire family, also salvation, generational salvation, O Lord God of heaven, for me and my family and my children and their family, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. We are told that we should be thanking God for everything God did for us. See all these bold women, they went into the tomb where the dead person is. Yes, Jesus was dead. They were bold. They were women, bold. They appreciated what God has done for them. To come and show their appreciation, they came into the tomb to come and see how Jesus' corpse was doing. We are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me be able to appreciate all you've done to me in life, O Lord God of heaven. Let me show my appreciation and thanksgiving unto you, God Almighty. Let me show my appreciation and my thanksgiving unto you, O Lord God of heaven, and for caring for us. O Lord God of heaven, you care for all these women, and they too, they care for you. O Lord God, thank you for caring for us. Being a shepherd is caring for people. You care for all these women, and they too, they care for Jesus' corpse. O Lord God of heaven, thank you for caring for us, O Lord God of heaven, especially me as a woman. I appreciate you, Lord God of heaven. I thank you for all you've been doing for me as a woman of God. To you be glory forevermore. I appreciate you as Mary Magdalene and all the other women, Salome. I appreciate you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
May God be. So we read in the book of Mark because about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have this in the four Gospels. The one I finished today is the one for the book of Mark. It's inside the book of Matthew too. Matthew wrote about it too. Then John too wrote about it. So it's in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So when it's towards Easter again, we will remind ourselves by taking another portion, whether it's John or Matthew, to actually know the basis of our salvation so that we might continue in the salvation in which Jesus Christ has suffered for us, that we are benefiting for. And we are told that knowledge is power. If you don't know, you won't be able to appreciate. But if you know, then we'll be able to appreciate what God has done for us. And God bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we have received the word of God tonight. And God has blessed us abundantly. We thank God. We are reaching more people. Just last night, we conducted a service just like this. That last year, in fact, I was still, after we closed officially by 6 o'clock, I stayed on to 7, after 7, and I was just praising and worshiping and praying, and people were still coming in until it became 40,000 people. We're not going to be able to do that today. But that's a real milestone. That means we are reaching more souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, we have 9,800 people in this service. Right now, 9,800 people are with us in this service. And I want to let you know that God has blessed you tonight through his word. The anointing has reached you. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. You are all prospering and in good health. Even as your soul is prospering, it is long life and prosperity for every one of you. Divine health, divine healing, divine blessing for every one of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please forward these messages to everyone you know. Even if it's really safe, let it go viral and bless the whole world. We're going to be together again this weekend, coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I know God will bless everyone again. Thank you so much for joining us. Jesus loves you. We love you. And we say God bless you. Have a good sleep tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Let's say the grace. May the grace,
of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent.